today we are able to come and fellowship together because of the love of God. And even as the Spirit of the Lord is working within us, and as He is working all around us, it's all because of the cross. It's all because of Jesus Christ and what He was able to accomplish. Words cannot even express the magnitude of how powerful and important it is. We have been bought with a price. We have been purchased of God because of the love of God. And because Jesus loved us and He cares for us so very much, we are able to experience all that He has for us. And so as we come to this time of communion, we are able to remember, as Jesus said to do. And in the upper room, He took the bread and He broke it, and He said, "This is my body that is broken for you." And our bodies are under the submission of the Holy Spirit. God, He is using us, even as Christ came in human body, to be used of God, to fulfill the will of God, for the very purpose of restoring all that Adam lost in the garden. The idea of being reconciled to God is what Jesus came to fulfill. He came that you and I may have life. He came that we might be reconciled to God, that we may experience Him, that we might even be married to Him, that we would experience Him on so many different levels, so many intimate ways. We would be able to commune with God, that He would speak to us and He would interact and lead us and guide us. This is what God has called us to do. And as we take this bread, as we think of the bread, as we remember that Jesus said, "This is my body, it is broken, that is broken for you." Jesus was relating or referring to the suffering that He would endure in our behalf. Jesus was beaten and He was bruised and He was chastised for our iniquities. Jesus was paying our sin debt, that by His stripes we might be healed. And I don't know about you, but I am ready to be healed. I am grateful to be healed. I am so grateful that Jesus loved me and cared for me to the extent that He came and gave His life for me, that I might be reconciled to God. And so as we think of that, we understand that we are to live our lives in His honor, glorifying Him, honoring Him, in obedience to Him as He directs us. Even as Jesus obeyed the Father and did the will of the Father, He didn't come for His own purpose. He didn't come for His own plan, but He came to fulfill the will of God. You and I are born into this world to fulfill the will of God. We are born into this world in order to take the message of Christ and the gospel into the 21st century. That is why we are here. That is why we are alive. We are an example to the world of what a new life in Christ is like. The benefits of serving the Lord and of obeying God and experiencing Him, allowing the very life of Jesus to be manifested through us. It can only be accomplished as we yield our bodies to Him, as we submit ourselves to Him. And when we do the will of God, as we align ourselves with His Word, oh, life is completely changed. It builds our testimony. It enables our story. It helps others to see that life can be so much more beautiful than it is. And it is through Christ that we're able to accomplish this. So join us as we pray this prayer of brokenness, as we yield ourselves to God and ask the Lord to use us in our bodies, that the will of God would be accomplished through us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank You. We come before You bearing our burdens, which creates our brokenness in our spirits. Heavenly Father, as we bring our burdens of brokenness, Heavenly Father, that we are not separated from you, we keep you within our hearts, in our minds, that you will heal us from the infirmities of the things that ails us, that burdens us, that distracts us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who wasn't broken, to let us know that there is hope, that there is love. Lift us up, Heavenly Father, through our brokenness, as we keep our eyes unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, giving thanks and praises. May you heal us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And so, as we take the bread, as we peel the thin cellophane layer off the top, it reveals this bread. And this bread, which is broken, this is little piece has been broken off. It's representative of the part that was taken from the whole. And your body and my body is a part that is taken from the whole. And when we work together, when we come together, we represent one body. We represent the body of Christ. And we are able to accomplish the will of God and the things of God. We build each other up. We encourage each other. We help each other. We're there to enable one another to represent, to be the ambassadors that God has called us to be, to represent the kingdom of God. And so as we take this bread, let us remember who we are in Christ, that our identity is in him as the children of God, who he died for and reconciled us back to God through Christ. Let us eat together. Well, after they ate the bread, the Bible says that they took the cup. And when he took the cup represents the very container, the cup of suffering. It is the vessel that holds the blood. And you and I are vessels that hold the blood. Our life force is in the blood. Every human being, without blood, you couldn't live. You could be dead. And so you need your blood, but you can't just have blood in your body. Your blood needs to circulate, isn't that right? It has to be moving, it has to be flowing, and it represents the life force of God. It represents the life of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God needs to be moving in your body. It needs to be moving in your life. God needs to be working within you, and you ought not be stagnant. You ought not just be a dried up Christian who's just kind of going along believing all the right stuff, but there needs to be a movement of God, a growing and a maturing in the Lord as you draw close to him. And so the blood of Jesus is, he said, this is my blood which is poured out for the washing away or the remission of our sins. It is only the blood of Jesus that cleanses from sin. It's not Buddha or Muhammad or any of these other people. They have no power to cleanse from sin. They have no power to even forgive of sin. They have no power to do anything other than to be the human beings that they were. And so only Jesus can cleanse from sin. Only the blood of Jesus. He is the only one who died for you. No one else died. Buddha didn't die for you. Muhammad didn't die for you. None of these other people, Confucius or Baha'i or all these other religious groups, no one else died for you, only Jesus. It is the name that is above every name. It is the name at which, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. It's because there's power in the name of Jesus. And it's because of the cross. When people swear and use foul language, they don't call Buddha, they don't call Muhammad, they'll say, oh, Muhammad. Why do they say Jesus? And in the same breath say, I don't believe in God. Well, they call on somebody else's name. Stop using Jesus. But Jesus' name is the only name that has power in it. It has life in it. When the name of Jesus is just mentioned, something happens in the atmosphere. There's a stirring. There's a shifting. And that atmosphere, that movement of God, is the Spirit of God that His name is representative of. It is signified with. It is fused together. The name of Jesus and power and strength and life and the essence of all that exists. This is why the blood of Jesus is so important in our lives. And this is what we've been called to remember. And if we confess our sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and from all unrighteousness. Never leave that part out. But also unrighteousness. Unrighteousness are the things that you didn't do right. You did it the wrong way. You misrepresented what was true and what was right. Unrighteousness is all the things that were unright. And so Jesus died for that. He forgives us for that. He cleanses us and makes us new. And so join me as we pray and ask God to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from unrighteousness, and to even give us a brand new start as His mercies are new every morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We just come before You this afternoon, Lord God, and we just pray that You would forgive us of our sins, Lord God. Let us not leave, Lord God, without confessing each and every single sin to You today, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, we pray that Your blood would wash over us, Lord God, that it would fill up us, our vessels, Lord God, that we would not be able to maintain anything of the old self within us, Lord God, but that Your blood would fill us up, God, wash over us and pour out, Lord God, anything that is not of You, Heavenly Father. Let us be able to receive forgiveness today so that we can go out, Lord God, and forgive those who offend us, Lord, because we cannot impart that which we do not have, Lord God. So let us receive today the forgiveness that is only achievable, God, through the name of Jesus. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would not allow ourselves to leave with the same sins in which we've arrived, God. For this is Your house, Lord God. Jesus was Your Son, Lord God. And we are Your children, God. So let us leave it all to You and walk in Your goodness, walk in Your righteousness, walk in faith that Jesus is enough. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. And so in the upper room, the Word of God tells us they took the cup. And Jesus said, this is My body. This is My blood. Right. Which is poured out for you for the washing away of our sins. And so as we drink together, let us remember what Christ has done. Our sins are forgiven. Past, present, and future. Jesus has already paid the debt. And all we need to do is apply what He did for us to our lives by accepting Christ. And then by confessing our sins. And He will be faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and our unrighteousness. And even as Christ paid our debt, and even as we have confessed our sins and our faults before Him, so we remember Him as we have received Him. In Jesus' name, let us drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then afterwards, the Gospels tell us that they sang a song and they went out to the Garden of Gethsemane.